I feel like I need to do an awful lot of who's now, because they've already entertained thousands across the country by becoming the street performance world champions, but they've spread their 80s gilded wings into television when they appeared on Britain's Got Talent this year and made it all the way to the semi-finals. Let's remind ourselves of the Lords of Strut.
The judge that we would most like to impress today is Amanda Holden.
Yeah,
she's great. And the judge most terrified of? Simon, he's scary. Hope he doesn't say anything mean to us.
Yeah.
You can head straight on there,
straight
boss.
On there, ready for you.
Straight on.
Yeah.
So could you tell us your names, please, gentlemen?
Hi, I'm Famous Seamus. This is my younger brother, Shauntastic.
Where are you guys from?
We're Irish.
Take it away, guys.
Hello, Manchester. My name's Famous Seamus. This is my younger brother, Shauntastic.
Together we are Lords of Strut.
Get this place kicking with a sweet-ass dance routine that you're gonna want to get involved with.
You know, there are some people who think they're too cool to dance.
And some people who think they're not cool enough to dance.
Well, we're gonna take you back to a place in time when cool had a very different meaning.
And better hair.
That place is the 80s.
Please welcome to the Today FM studio, the Lords of Strut.
Hello.
Hey. Thanks for having us on.
We have got Cian and Cormac in studio, who of course are Famous Seamus and Shauntastic. Cian, how has everything been since Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah, it's been really good. Yeah, so
we've been doing shows around the country, people coming out and just, you know, really getting an electric buzz from people.
So before, when we'd be doing shows, people like, who are the lads?
Yeah.
What, like, we'd, you know,
my favourite quote is had, you guys are surprisingly good.
You've always had like a kind of a cult fan base, and from doing shows on the festival circuit. But if you're outside of that, people are like, who are the lads and what are they going to do? But now people are turning up going, I saw you on Britain's Got Talent, can I get a photo before the show? And we're like, you're going to have to wait until after the show. You're going to start a chain reaction. It's great. People get us and they know what we're about and they're expecting it from us. So when an audience are already primed like that, you get to like do better show.
Because what, Cormac, what were some of the reactions? I saw you when you were doing Riot last year. And I didn't know what to expect. I'd heard friends who had been there were like, wait until the Lords of Strut come out. You're going to, and I was like, okay. So I was geared up. And then next thing, I see two almost naked men jumping around a stage.
We're not that naked, though. I mean,
no, we're just gotten used to those hot pants. Yeah.
The hot pants are spectacular. Yeah. Kylie Minogue has got nothing on the two of you, I have to say. But what were the reactions before? Because now if they know, oh, this is what we're going to get. Did it kind of blow people's minds?
A little bit. I think the Britain's Got Talent has just allowed people to have a baseline. They know what to expect. And then we've so much material from the shows we've made over the years that we actually get to push it further on the live show. And we're live performers. And that's what a lot of people forget about TV, is that it's cut down and said it's shaped and shown to you in a certain way.
Yeah, if you thought we look good on TV, you should see us live. Yeah, we're way better in the person.
Yeah, you can touch that.
No, they can't touch me.
Can I just say, I'm very happy Al Porter isn't here, because he would be touching that right now. That's
we've got stories about Al Porter. We've done gigs
very
with Al
disappointed
Porter.
That Al wasn't here.
Yeah, is he fired? Are the rumours true?
They are true.
Yeah. I heard what he did with the manager.
You were telling the guy earlier on, and it's true. You told the guy here.
But I'm not surprised. You want to see some of the things he's told, or hear some things he's told me in Edinburgh Festival?
Pam, he hasn't said anything. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
So Al Porter said, beep, 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 beep.
I'm sorry, we have to go to a song right now.
Can we please talk about the show we're promoting?
So let's go, because there's so much going on. You've been a part of Riot and all this kind of stuff. But now, Shauntastic and Famous Seamus, first of all, are you still working in your Uncle's Tony's Bistro, Cian?
We always will.
Okay.
We would never leave Uncle Tony's Bistro. No, we don't work there. We never have. But we've done a show in there.
It's a real place.
Pretending, but it is a real place, and it does all-day breakfasts, and it is a deadly spot in Cork. Yeah. And we did a show inside there earlier on this year, pretending that we worked there. So the story has grown from there.
Yeah.
And now, they are very proud of us in Uncle Tony's, and we have a free breakfast lunch anytime we want.
That's it. This is how you get into it, just to get free breakfast lunches.
No, that's it. We can retire now.
It's all done. Food forever, because this story has grown with you when you're in your characters. But now we have got Lords of Strut, absolute legends. Cian, your own show. What's going on?
Yeah, well, we're launching it in Dublin Fringe. We're going to take it all around the country. We're going to bring it internationally. We have dates confirmed, but we're not allowed tell you about them yet, but we'll be in Dublin Fringe for
3 weeks. It's
for 3 weeks in September.
Is the first show.
And it's the two brothers who are...
On a quest,
on an adventure to not only save their careers, but save dance. Yeah.
Save dance
with fusion.
Yeah. Which is dance style that we invented.
Cormac, yeah. who's destroying dance? What's happening? I'm really worried about this now.
Though we're going to be renaming him because we think that's not really suitable for the kids' show.
That's one of those lines for the kids' show. Yeah. But bums. Kids love bums and
bum master doesn't sound as good as ass master.
Kind of, it really doesn't. That's a job someone wants to get right now.
Well, we'll spend an hour on brainstorming names.
Convention is destroying dance. The thing is, you can dance anywhere, anytime, and you just have to get up and do it. I know it like sounds really silly, but actually that is true. Everybody should dance more. We like are fully sure, our characters are even more sure of it, but we're fully sure that if everybody danced once per day, they'd be happier people and the world would be a better place.
That's it. This is what we're hearing.
I hang out with a friend called Spandy Andy and he gave us a great piece of advice. You can't dance if you're sad.
I do cry dancing sometimes to relieve like internal pain.
Yeah, but like it makes you happier. I'll get to
work through some of my emotional turmoil.
You will become happier because of the physical, just being physical and expressing yourself. Do you know, most people have difficulty expressing themselves and they always want something to be just right. Yeah. Oh, I can't do this because I'm not good enough. Yeah. And that's
never stopped us.
They're keeping on going.
That's why we're making this show.
They've got a whole pile of shows. But you mentioned there that it's also for children and it's for adults. So it's this fine line that you're treading.
Well,
Cormac,
we would say that our shows have always been for everybody, but we had to put an age limit on it. So it's 6+.
It is, yeah. It's 6+. It's 6+, and it is like geared towards kids, like with the story and the adventure, and there's a lot of colour and some puppets in it, a big giant puppet and everything. But the story is also like for adults. There's another layer in it.
There's sing-along bits.
Lots of jokes. I mean, like, say the thing that we did on Britain's Got Talent is not that different than the thing we did on Riot. But it's just kind of context that it's all in.
Yeah. And you get the whole story when you're there.
So we kind of say, bring your kids, but bring your granny as well.
This is it. Everyone, the whole family are going to be going to this. It's Lords of Strut, absolute legends. I mean, the title itself. They're going to be at the Project Arts Centre. This is in Dublin on the 8th, 9th and 10th of September. Saturday, the 16th of September, the 17th, the 22nd and 23rd.
That's a lot of dates, isn't it? The best thing you can do is just go to our website.
You could just go to This Is Pop Baby or go to the Lords of Strut website and you will find out how you can be going to see the lads. And plus, if they're wearing the tops they're wearing right now, you just want to go to see the clothes and the costumes most of the time.
Oh yeah, we've got some daily outfits for it.
Oh my god. This is it. I don't know how.
I've been shopping.
The credit card is out.
We have a credit card that says Lords of Strut on it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to check out.
We are an official company.
Do you want to see it?
Yes.
It's got wired. It's got tap and pay. He's been using it. Look, like
he's
Lords of Strut.
Yeah. Lords of Strut. I also now have the number. I will tweet it to you all immediately. There's a three and a seven.
Second name of Strut.
Listen, check them out on their website. It is Lords of Strut, absolute legends. Thank you so much to Keenan Cormack for coming in. Shauntastic and Famous Seamus. They are going to be taking over Ireland. Guys, can we have one more?
Lords of Strut.
You're with Today FM.